Turnpike.
Who's speaking?
Huh?
Who is this?
Who would you like to speak with?
This is R.D. Mercer. Who am I speaking with?
Ali.
Are you the manager down there?
Uh-huh.
You in charge of making them breakfast, them breakfast burritos down there?
No, I'm not, but I can help you with...
Well, I tell you, I got a problem with them.
Okay.
Well, I come down there this morning and got me a big bite of them. And I had to go to my grandniece's christening this morning, and they give me some kind of awful gas. And I sit there and I embarrass myself in front of the parish priest and everybody else down there.
Well, because it have eggs in it, sir.
Do what?
It got eggs in it.
Well, I'll be damned, you're right, it got eggs in it, and they're coming up on me right now.
No, it got eggs in it. You know, eggs is a very gastric thing.
Well, I know that, and it'll give me a terrible amount of gas. And I tell you what else happened down there. Excuse me. What else happened down there? I didn't finish all of them, and I give half a bag of them to my dog, and that dog, I come back home from that christening, and that dog was dead.
Is what?
That dog was dead. It's my prize coon dog, and there's somebody going to get an ass whooping over it.
With a burrito?
Well, I guess it was. Hell, that's all they had to eat down there was, do burritos.
Oh, I don't...
You ever been in front of a parish priest with gas enough to fill up a Hindenburg?
Okay,
I was down there and they're trying
I don't understand.
They're trying to christen that little girl down there, and I was burping and belching and tooting all up the storm down
well,
there.
Well, I'm sorry that we're doing that, but I really don't understand any connected problem between the burrito and the problem here, because we are selling 40 to 50 burritos for the last 4 years, sir, and that is the first time I have ever heard about it.
Well, I guess... Excuse me, I guarantee you them burritos give me gas, and they're sitting on my stomach awful terrible down here right now. And I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass. I can get over this gas, but my dog ain't gonna come back to life.
Okay.
So I need to either a check from you for $250 to take care of this coon dog that I lost, or I'm gonna have to whoop somebody's ass.
Okay, yes, sir. No, sir, there is no, we do not give any money.
Excuse me. You don't do what?
I'm not giving any money, sir.
Well, how about an ass whooping then?
If that's what you feel like it, I'll be glad to face you with.
Well, I guarantee you, fit me in. What, you got somebody else you made mad?
No, that's not the point, sir. That's not the point. Not have any evidence at all that...
You want me to bring my dog's carcass down there and you can whip that burrito out of his throat, what's left over?
What number are you talking?
Excuse me. Are you going to be there all day long?
Yes, sir, I will be.
What do you look like?
I'll just be behind the register and just talk to me.
I ain't gonna talk. There ain't gonna be no talking. There's gonna be an ass whooping.
Okay. That'll be fine,
how
sir.
How big an old boy are you down there?
Huh?
How big an old boy are you?
If you got the burrito, then you probably have seen me this morning. What are you worried about then?
I ain't seen you down there. What do you look like?
Well, did you get the burrito?
Yeah, damn well did.
Then how come you don't remember me?
Is that you that I bought them from?
Yeah, I was here all day, every morning, 6 days a week.
You're the dark-headed fella down there.
That's right.
Well, and I've sized you up already then.
Okay, come on down, sir.
I'm coming down there today. You going to be there all day?
I'll be here all day, but as a matter of fact, I'll wait for you.
Have you ever had an ass whooping?
Don't worry, I'll wait for you.
Or have you ever had an excuse me, have you ever had an ass whooping?
Don't worry about that. I'll just wait for you.
Well, what do you put in them burritos?
Eggs, sausage, Velveeta cheese, and pecani sauce in a 10-inch tortilla.
Maybe it was the pecani sauce.
I don't have any idea what it happened, but if you feel like to come and see me, come on down to see me, but I gotta go, sir.
Well, I'm gonna come down there today and see you, and I'll tell you what, I may bring Sarah and Mary with me, too.
Okay. Okay, 60 cents.
Could I pick up some dye gel while I'm down there?
You want to give a good... No, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Okay. 414.
He's no, making change.
Even if it was not a joke, I was ready for them to come out and do some whooping anyway. I'm not scared of shit. It was a joke, but somebody was trying to try it anyway. But I... Okay. But I told him to come on down. I was not afraid of it.
Hey!
What?
Who is this? Who is this?
Ali!
Yeah.
This is Phil and Brent in Tulsa, man.
Uh-huh.
Your sister-in-law, Sarah, kind of sicked us on you.
Oh, she did that? Man! Oh, man! But she had Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You know I didn't take no... Can I say something? I don't know how...
Sure, go ahead.
I didn't take no from you guys either, did I? I said, come on down.
No, you didn't.
I said, come on down,
you
man.
Did you did not.
You know I'm from Middle East. You know we don't take from nobody. You have to know better. You know what I'm saying? Next time somebody give you a name of any Middle Eastern guy to put a joke on them, you guys have some better, stronger word than that.
I tell you, Ali, I got me an aerosol can of whoop-ass, and I'm going to bring it down there. It's ozone safe. It's just like Cheese Whiz.
You know, I might as well put something in there, Brito, for you to give you a diarrhea. You know what I'm saying?
You make us a special omelet.
Hey, I mean, if I knew there was you guys and come on to have a burrito in my store, I would have a little bit home recipe to have a diarrhea, and then you're going to have a real gas problem.
Sound like you may have... Oh, excuse me, pardon me.
Then we're going to call the Huggies manufacturer to make a special kind of diaper for you guys. You know what I'm saying?